things that I've watched over time is that you'll start off with a group, and eventually at some point, either you'll outgrow your group and you're ready for a next level group, or all of your lives are just in a different season at some point and it's just time to change. I have had that happen with me several times in different groups that I belong to. But I just knew that I was at a different place and I wasn't helping them or me by staying. And so, I moved on and I didn't feel bad about it, and I'm still friends with all of them. I just gracefully left. I just said, I love you guys, but I'm now going to make space for something else. And that was it. And I think that one of the things that I love is that we give you the opportunity to practice being able to leave people. I think if you'll look at accountability as a way to like practice this in your real life, almost all of us, when we start losing weight, start noticing we have friends or we start having people in our lives, they're like, why did I have them to begin with? Or they've run their course. Or you start noticing the only reason why you have them is because that's your eating buddy. And if the only thing that you two have is bitching, moaning, gossiping, and eating, when you take away the eating, you probably don't want to sit there and bitch, moan, and gossip anymore. You know what I mean? So it's like, what you want to do is like use this as a way to like say, okay, I'm going to practice self-advocacy here. I'm going to practice, like, I'm going to leave on a good note. I'm going to just be honest. Like, this is what I need right now. And I can see how this could benefit them too. And so, like, just know that as you go along, your needs will change. Sometimes you outgrow your group. Sometimes it's just like that whole idea. It's just a different season. You know, when you'll have a group that, you know, just really wants to work on the four basics. They don't have a lot of mental drama. You might be the one that's like, I got relationship issues. Like, I got the things. And you'll want to find a group where you can like really work on some of your deeper level stuff. Because not all groups want to work on deeper level stuff. They're just like, yo, we are accountable. Like, we're going to check in after we finish our plan. And that is all we're doing. And that's fine too. So it also like, it ties into the idea of not only is it like, do your needs change and it's okay to leave, but it's like, it helps you also trying on a few groups, figuring out what you actually do want. It's kind of like going and looking for a house. You rarely just like walk into one house and be like, this is it. Let me plunk down some, you know, a few hundred K and buy this. Most of the time you go and you look at a few houses. Or like if you're my age, you've lived in a few houses now and you kind of know what you really need. It's like that first house, man, it looked and smelled good. It just seemed like it was going to be the dream house. And then after you live there a little bit, it's like, oh my God, why didn't I think about these things? And then eventually you start noticing the things that you actually need. So think about with your accountability groups. Do not always think of them as, you know, this is my ride or dies until the day I die. They may be. And I think it's amazing if that happens. But I also like to think of the idea of like, I'm going to be in this group for like, if you're newer to doing accountability groups and partners, come up with an agreement that you guys are going to like within 30 days or 60 days, evaluate what you know, what's going on and like what's working and what's not working for the two of you, and have that honest conversation. Do this in your groups. I don't care how long your groups have been around, guys. It's always good to do an evaluation every now and then of like what's working and what's not working in our group, so that everybody can have an honest conversation and fine tune it and tweak it and make it to where it's working for everyone. And you have to compromise. You have to speak for your needs. You have to do a lot of the things that you guys eat over in your real life rather than just doing in your real life. You eat to distract yourself from having to deal with this stuff. So accountability groups are also a really good opportunity to practice some of those skills that you know you need to take into your real life and do it there first to see that you don't die or get pregnant and the world doesn't end and people don't hate you forever. Because I know how y'all's brains work. You think if you're going to tell somebody you ain't going to eat a piece of cake, oh, they're going to hate me forever and disown me because I know that they slaved and toiled over it for 3 days in their hot kitchen with no air conditioning. It's like our brains are the most imaginative bullshit things that ever lived. Your job is to rein in the imagination and tell it like it is. And then the last thing, set your group's focus and have everyone agree that after 30 days, that they're going to either continue or not. So what I like for you guys to do is to think about this. Like when you're in a group, I just am a big believer on everybody having goals and somewhere, like I want y'all to think about goals. Goals are what you like identify as the marker as to where you're going, right? It doesn't mean that like you live and breathe the goal. Once you've set the goal, you have to quit thinking about the goal. Like you can believe in it. You can think about it once a day and whatnot, but the rest of the time, you're thinking about all of the actions that are going to be required to get to the goal. And the goal just kind of keeps you like focused and not drifting and wandering off. As a group, decide what your group's goal for the month is. You know, what, you know, how many 24-hour plans are you guys going to make? How many miles y'all going to walk this month? How many ounces of water y'all going to do? Like start coming up with some group challenges in your groups and report in and be freaking honest and don't sit there and let people be like, well, you know, that sounded good, but I had some life get in the way. Y'all need to call each other out. Life doesn't ever get in the way. Life happens. You have thoughts about it and feelings and actions. That is how it always works. You may choose, like, guys, I want y'all to hear me on this. You may, like, let's say your husband, like, has emergency surgery and is going to be at home recuperating for 2 weeks. And your goal was to, like, your group's goal was, let's say, y'all going to walk 3 miles a day, no matter what, every single day. You never are going to say ever again, life happens. That's why I didn't walk my 3 miles. No, you're going to be a grown-ass woman and you're going to say, my husband had emergency surgery. I chose to not walk the 3 miles. I mean, you may walk them, but a lot of you think it's either life happens or I do it. And it's like, that is such a blocker from losing your way. And in your accountability groups, that's the stuff that you need to be like reminding people of. And y'all ain't got to get up in everybody's grill like I do. Some of you are good at it. Some of you maybe take a softer touch. Everybody knows how I am. But think about this. When somebody is saying life happens, just remind them. All right, let's get it down to what actually happened. So your husband had emergency surgery and then you decided what? Because that's the reality. And what we always want to be doing is getting into that ownership mode. So when you guys are working with each other in your groups and stuff, one of the most valuable ads that you can have in your accountability group is never letting someone blame a choice on anything. Doesn't matter what their choice is. There's no right or wrong choice. There's just these choices that are made. And I want all of you to start learning how to just own the choices. It's like, I overate because I chose to. When my husband called me an asshole before he left for work, I decided right then and there I was eating. Had nothing to do with him. It had everything to do with I didn't like being called an asshole. So I decided to eat about it. That is such a different mindset than someone who's like, it just hurts so much. He called me an asshole. I don't know if I can do this. And the next thing I knew, I was face down in a donut. It's like, okay, that's victim mentality. You'll never lose weight with that, ever. Thinking that husband's words and all that kind of stuff has anything to do. Yeah, it may have hurt, but just say like, I don't fucking like that. That hurts. And you be in that space. That doesn't require a donut. When you're actually upset and you're like, no, I own this. It ain't because he's an ass. It's because I think he's an ass. That's what's going on here. And I'm real clear on it. Most of you, what you're doing, though, is you think he shouldn't say that. I'm a delicate flower. I can't handle my emotions. And so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to gin some shit up by thinking I can't handle stuff and eat a donut because of it. We are not wilted flowers in PNP. And if you think you are one right now, or you're just like, oh, that sounds like me, we're going to learn how not to be that person. Things happen. You always think something. Whatever you decide to think about that thing that happens will always trigger your feelings. If you guys can just connect that small piece right there in the beginning, it's everything.